There we go. Okay. So now that we've called to order, so we called to order about 3:10. So let me pull up the actual results here. So every city kind of wants it done differently. I'll just kind of give you guys the basic rundown of the voters. So you guys had a 64% voter turnout, which is awesome. That's super high. You guys had 208 total ballots counted. 207 of those were mail-in. One was an in-person election day ballot that was counted. You guys didn't have any that had problems, like no blank envelopes, nothing that was an issue like that. You guys only had three, challenged curable ballots, and two of them were rejected that they could have been cured, but they weren't. So whether it was a signature didn't match or something, they weren't fixed, so they weren't counted. And there was only one non-provisional ballot that was rejected, and there was one ballot that was returned after the received by deadline, so after the 8 o'clock on election day. And then you had 4.9% of your ballots that were mailed out were returned as undeliverable, which is pretty low. That's not too bad. So other than that, we've kind of already gone over it, but like I said, the mayor, the winner was, we have Scotty John will be elected, and for the two council members, we have Carolyn Keegley and Keith, is it Zespin?
Yep.
Okay, I'm like, I...
And you want to, you could pull up, just write this down. If you want, you can pull up the actual results so everyone can see them that were the certified ones.
That is, so they're not actually certified. The county just sent us their official, unofficial, their final unofficial election results. But I will show you what Brighton has. And this was, they sent it for each city. They sent us the same thing, but these are the ones they're going with. So there are your numbers right here at the top there. And then...
Okay, it looks exactly as expected.
And then if you guys have any questions for me, you can discuss. Otherwise, I'll leave it up to the mayor. The resolution was
great that we got 382 total votes. That's awesome.
Yeah, you guys had a high percentage of voter turnout. I think you guys might have had the highest one. I'll have to look at immigration. I haven't looked at theirs yet, but it's awesome. You guys had over half, which is not average. Yeah. It's way above it.
That's cool.
So I'll go back.
Diana, question.
Yes.
What's the date of the swear-in, first of all, and do we have anybody that can do the swear-in?
So we were discussing that earlier before you came on. We're telling all of our, so all the cities and towns that I'm over here, we're doing it on the date of their first meeting. However, you guys, your first meeting is the, I think it was the 13th, but it's the same day as Magna. So you guys will have to kind of discuss and decide that if you guys want to have someone else do it or if you want me to do it just on a different day.
And Mayor, we can also have somebody else do it. So yeah. What I was going to suggest is that we talk about it at our December town council meeting. And then that way we can also get Scotty John's schedule to make sure. And I mean, if worse comes to worse, I'm a notary, but maybe there's someone else who we want to have swear us in, or we can pick a different date and Diana can come up. But it's nice to have a little ceremony. It's a big deal to be mayor.
I think we should do it on a different day than our meeting, and we could do it like we've done with the other ones, and do it at Silver Fork, and kind of make a little ceremony out of it.
Yeah. So why don't we talk about that at our? We can put it on the agenda for our next meeting. So Kara, if you can put that on the agenda.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and like I told them, that's what Magna's doing, is they're doing theirs a completely different date, and they're having a party with it and everything. So just if you would like me to do it, just let me know ahead of time so we make sure it doesn't conflict with any of the other cities. So currently we've moved, Immigration Canyon, so they don't conflict with Magna anymore. So second, third, and fourth Tuesday we have meetings, and then Kearns is like the second Monday, and then Copperton is like the second or third Wednesday. But as long as it's not a Tuesday, you're probably like, it shouldn't be a problem, unless it's like the first or the, unless it's the first Tuesday. But other than that, just let me know and I can work with you guys. But yeah, so other than that, unless you guys have anything else to discuss about the election, the resolution's up there on the screen. I'll let you guys look at it. And then if the mayor would like to call for motions on that, I'll let you guys do that.
Okay, unless we have any further discussion, I would ask for a motion to approve resolution 2025R11-1.
So moved.
So moved.
Second.
So Jeff, I second that.
Okay, so do we need to do a roll call on this? Or can we just do by acclamation?
Let's do a roll call, sure.
Okay. Do we have Kara on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Kara, will you please do a roll call vote?
Dan Canoe?
Aye.
Lise Brunhart?
Yes.
Keith Stuspin?
Aye.
Carolyn Kegley?
Aye.
Jeff Bossard?
Aye.
Okay, this motion's carried unanimously, so.
All right.
And Diana, you can get with me later. This refers to the primary election in that first paragraph. So it's probably the general election you're talking about.
Did I miss one? I went through and fixed
it. The top, no later than 14 days after the primary election at the end of the first paragraph.
Oh, that's the one place I missed primary.
Yep. That means the general election.
I'll change that to general. That's fine. Thank you for catching that. I had to change all of them because I didn't get the results. And I've been trying to fix them all. So that's the one primary I didn't catch. I will change that to general.
Okay. Okay, great.
Do we have anything else we need to accomplish?
Unless you guys have anything, that's up to you if you'd like to call for motion to adjourn, and then I will, like I said, I will send this out. I'll get that general, that part fixed to general, and then I will send that out. It'll be tonight or first thing tomorrow morning, so make sure you check your email. You'll get it through DocuSign, so you guys can sign it electronically, and then after you sign it will give you once everyone signs it, it'll give you access to a copy of it.
Great. Thank you. Without any further discussion, I'd ask for a motion to adjourn.
This is Lisa. I move we adjourn.
Second.
All in favor? Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay, we're adjourned, guys.
Awesome. Thank you.
For guys. Thank you.
Hey, Dan.
Thanks,
do
Diane.
We have locals night tonight?
No, not tonight. No, we didn't. Yeah. We didn't get it together. We're gonna do it after Thanksgiving.
Cool. Hey, thank you all.
Hey.
Thank you, you guys.
And I'm just also, Diana, separately, I'm just double checking that code section that was cited.
Okay.
And I'm not quite sure, it doesn't quite. So this is part of the, it doesn't quite seem right. So why don't I get with you? I don't know who. I'm sure someone who does this more than me drafted it. I was just looking to make sure. It looks like it should be 42202.
Well, if you want to just let me know. So what I'll do is I'll hold off on sending yours out. This is the one we used for the primary, which it could entirely be wrong. I'm not saying that. This is just what I was given. So I am happy to,
I'm trying
to remember who this one came from. I'd have to go back and see. I don't know.
I know you have a busy day. Maybe tonight when you're all done, if you can check with me.
Well, if you want to, if you can just send me an email with the correct code you'd like on there, that would be the easiest way.
I know, but I don't want, I mean, so you have people at the county that are doing this all the time. So I don't want to mess with I'm assuming this came from a county attorney from elections. So.
No, it would have come from one of our attorneys. I believe it may have been Nathan, but I'm not 100% sure, but it would have come from one of our attorneys. The county doesn't give us any of this.
Oh, okay.
We're adjourned. I'm going to go ahead and pop off.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, the county doesn't give us anything for this at all. So this all comes from, so it would have been from one of our city attorneys based on the way it was written. I'm guessing it was from Nathan Bracken, but
okay.
I don't know. I'm going to have to, I can try and see. I honestly don't know if there's a way for me to figure out who wrote it or where it originally, I just know this is the one that we were using. So, but like I said, I'm happy to change it. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, no, I'm just looking at this for the first time because I hadn't been sent this before, so I'm doing it on the fly. So
yeah,
I'm gonna shoot him an email right now.
Yeah, sir. Unfortunately, with the way they send the results, they literally sent it to me at like 1:30 was when they sent all the official stuff. So there's not enough time beforehand to put all the information down there and send it.
Okay.
So, but yeah, so I'll hold off on sending it. What I'll do is I can send this to you. I'll send you the Word version I have of this.
Oh, that would be great.
And then you can adjust it however you'd like and send it back. And then I'll just send that copy to everyone.
Okay. Sounds good. Great. Okay.
I will send that over. No problem. I'll send that over to you right now.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.